Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory and gratitude and praise.
Thank you. The reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 45, verses 3 to 11 and 15. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in this land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither ploughing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty.' And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him."
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become the cup of our salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Worship and praise belong to you, God, our Maker. Out of nothing, you called all worlds to be, and still you draw the universe to its fulfillment. Dawn and evening celebrate your glory till time shall be no more. In Christ your Son, the life of heaven and earth were joined, sealing the promise of a new creation, given yet still to come. Taught by your Spirit, we who bear your threefold likeness look for the city of peace, in whose light we are transfigured and the earth transformed. As children of your redeeming purpose, who await with eager longing the fulfillment of all things in the coming of your Son, we offer you our praise with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, singing the hymn of your unending glory.